Tonight's Shir Simin Yud, Sif Ches through Yud Beis. Sif Ches. Kafe Shehi Psucha Be'inyin Sheyesh La Arba Kanafos. You have this garment that is open on the seams, so it has four corners. Im Yikbu Ba Istringa La Sosa Kistuma K'delepota Mitzitzis. If you attach some kind of clasp or something to attach the sides to each other,
snap
to make it closed and exempt it from tzitzis, ainu moel tikun zeh. This won't help. Im lo tia kavua michatzi arka ulamat klapachas. Unless it's really something kind of permanent and set from the half of its length down to the bottom. V'gam shtia kavua lamat mechagon, it should be beneath the belt. So the part that's sealed is very apparently sealed. Everyone notices that it's closed up. Because if not, then there'll be a Maris Ayin issue. People think it's open when in fact it is not. And if people think it's open, then it's Mechoyim and Tzitzis. Sifkon Chav Ches. Astringo hu davar ha-machabit zadadi ha-begad achas alachas. It's something that they use to attach one side of the garment to the other. Sifkon Chav Tes la-sosa kistuma to seal it up. V'lechein, en la-sos betals katan kirasim l'mata mechetzio. For this reason, you should not put clasps on a talis katan on the bottom half, to have a kasasam, because then it will seal up the talis katan, and then it doesn't need tzitzis. V'hu she'nich puffin ma'oid rosha ha'krosim l'sad sheni. These krosim, these clasps, have to be, if it's going to close up the garment as if it's sewn closed, they're folded over very far. She'nu yochel ha'tiun eilei ma'isa, that you need some kind of action to undo them. The bezech ha'shivi chibur gomor, that's a complete attaching the two sides, hein the inyan kalayim, whether it's a shatnas issue, hein the inyan tzitzis, whether it's a tzitzis issue, but if not, lo choshev chibud idizeh, wouldn't be considered a true attaching. So it's not clear exactly how these clasps were, but there's a bir halacha. It's not here. The bir halacha is back on Se'if Zayin, when he talks about Rubo Sasum, where he talks about crossim in a talis katan, that if they're not kafufim, just a little bit, dino kipasuach. If it's only partially folded over these clasps, then the halacha, even when they're clasped closed, they're halachically open. So this, that's what he emphasized in the Mishnah Berurah. They're all the way over. Like I don't know if it's a full semicircle going around into grabbing onto the material, but it's really held tight. And it's a whole thing to get it undone. So that would be considered sealing it up. Clearly not a button. He makes no decide from the Esh of Amuchach. Buttons don't cut it. Buttons are not considered closed. And I'm sure a snap is not considered closed.
And a zipper.
And a zipper is not considered closed.
Velcro.
And a Velcro is not considered closed. It's a real tight type of clasp that they had. Maybe double buckled. Maybe it's like a buckle even. Something like that perhaps, to keep it tightly closed.
The things we have, they have to push it in order to open it. On a
right, it would have to be something that's a real tight bent over, the way he's describing it. Sifkan Lamed, and you have to make sure that you're closing it up near the bottom part where the corners would be, because if not, you're going to get a Marasayan situation. Sifkan Lamed Marasayan, v'hoylich b'talas katan tamen taskat. Now, if you wear your talas katan under your clothing, so even when you're in the street, when people would see you, they can't see your talis katan. Then yesh lahat l'shach zeh marasayin. Then we're not going to worry about marasayin. Marasayin is only going to be if it's a noticeable beged.
Is the first word in Ches kape related to kapata?
What?
A cape.
It could be a simple cape, perhaps. Shipsucha. It's opened up on the sides. What's the yestringa? Strings.
He leaves it as
such. I always said strings. Sounds like it's tied up. Anyways, I'm not sure. Se'if tes. Hakenefayim sarach sheyihyu merubaos v'lo sheyihyu agulos. The corners of the four-cornered garment have to be squared, or we said pointed yesterday. It doesn't have to be a 90-degree angle. It has to be a point, not round. Mishnah Berurah of Kanav Manafshi Mubalstay an eagle nikkur kanav, because an eagle is not a kanav. The word kanav by definition cannot be rounded. It's not called a kanav if it's rounded. It doesn't help us too much. If you look in Ber Halacha, Veloshu Agulos Tzarech Iyun at Kama Nikkur B'Shem Agulos. To what degree do you have to curve it to be called rounded? Dein Svara Loimer Da De Mashu Shia Agel Chudo Shel Hakanaf Ti Pater Shuva Begus. It doesn't make sense to say that you take a little bit off the point of the corner and now you call it rounded. Why should this be different than the din of squaring off a mizbech? The Kaimel and Shom Bezvach and Samach Beis, Ribua Mizbech, Chena Kuras Ma'akah, the din is the mizbech must be squared, and the corners on the top, the kronos, also have to be squared, the Ma'akiv. Vafilo Hochi Kaimel Bechun Yuches, yet the din is, the Nifkam HaMizbech, Pachas Mitafach, Chokazayas Kosher. If there's a chip in the corner of the mizbech, and a piece is missing, but it's less than a tefach or less than a kezayis, it's still kosher. There's no distinction if the break in the mizbeach was on the wall of the mizbeach or in the corner. Mashma the cholgavnik share implied that even on the edge, on the corner, it's still fine. It's still called ribua. So memela, a little bit's not going to take away the ribua on dalat kafas either. But the problem is Mizbeach was large. So maybe because it was so large, there you have up to a tefach to take away the ribua. On a tefillin it would be less, on a tzitzit it would be less, but he doesn't know what it is. Sarachin. I'm not sure what the degree is.
We say a lot less by the kapatas way.
It's a real curve on the kapata. It's a real curve.
You're saying it's a real curve in the shape.
Right.
But it's not. A tefach,
no, it doesn't have, for sure it doesn't have a tefach, it's not that big. The point we're making is if you have something which is a corner,
and you
just to cut off the tip is not going to do it. That's Mishmur. It can't be a mashu. He's not sure between mashu and tefach how far you have to go and what the proportion would be depending on the ratio of the size of the garment. That, he's not clear. Let's go weiter. Sif Yud. Mitznefes petur. A turban is petur. It does not need tzitzis. Afilu shel arba artzis hamarov. Even if it's from the Arabian countries, sheshnei rosha mushlochim al kisvei megufam, that they take the ends of it and they let it rest on their shoulders and bodies. Va'afal pishe miskasa berosha veruba, it ends up covering his head and most of his body. Potter doesn't need tzitzis. Why? Kiven sheikara lechasas rosh, its main point is to cover the head. The kasuscha marachmona velo kasus harosh. Kasuscha means a garment for your body, not for your head. So you could begin with a square, four-cornered piece of material. And you wrap it around your head and then toss sides around your body. Does not need tzitzis because the ikar is for your head and not for your body. And the same is true for a scarf. It could have four corners. It can be made out of wool. We don't put tzitzis on a scarf. It's not made for your body, even if some of it will go on the body. Sifka lamed beis, kivin she'ikara, the main point of this mitznefes is for the head. The initial point of it was to make the head covering. Sifkar lama gimel v'lo ksus harosh, and the pasuk says ksus cho, not ksus harosh. Umasha oyis in atara l'talus. Now people make an atara for the talus, a crown for the talus. Lo b'nei she'ikar nasa kisurosh. That's not because we're saying the ikar of the talus is for your head. El mishum heker shetzitzel yonim lo yischafu l'mata. We just want to know which is the top, which is the bottom, not to confuse the tzitzis, to reverse them. If you remember back in Simen Ches, we said that Ariza was not particular about it. And therefore, Eliyahu said that if the top got torn, you can reverse it and put the torn part on bottom and the bottom part on top. Don't have to worry about it. But Lemaisa, people are generally particular, and that's why there is an Atara to mark off the top. And then you get into the shaila of a silver Atara. So the Aruch HaShulchan did not like the silver Atar because he felt that shows it's a ksus roish. And the Moshe says, whatever your minig is good, it's fine, you don't have to worry about it. If that's your minig, don't worry about it. But if you don't have the minig, many people will bedafka not do it. And then there's another Eitzah that some Hasidim do, is to show that the silver is not just for the head, they'll put another line of silver down the center. You may have seen that there's a Rebbe Shetalesim. There's silver at the top and silver in the center. Because that shows that the silver is for hidra of the talus, not just to emphasize the part on the head.
Is that the reason for that white stripe that's
so again, it could be, again, if it's a white stripe by the atara without silver, and you have a white stripe in the middle, then you did the same accomplishment. It's the same word in Echonami.
But maybe
from a halakha standpoint, he's saying it's a good point. Same taina that, and again, who says, not Svarna, the Lubavitch has nothing? They have Lubavitch no Trevachal. They have nothing at all. But that would be a yishuv, even the silk or the material that we use for our Torah. If you don't have silver, we have it down the center of the talus also as a show. It's not dafka din in the, it's not a head garment. So if Yud Aleph Sudar Shenoisten Al Hatsaver B'Malchus Eretz Yisroel Shnikum Avishid V'Chein Buka Shoyenoisten B'Sfarad Al Kespein Peturin, the Sudar that in Eretz Yisroel they put around the neck, or in Arabic it's called the Shid or a Buka in Sfarad on their shoulders as part of Mitzvus Mishdavurskan Lamadal Peturin. After Shoyemachzik Oso Chaticha Ka'ama Masayim, the piece of material might be an Am or two. It's big enough to cover a child, Rosh of Arubo's head and most of his body. So again, the point is that this is not meant for clothing of the body. The Be'er Locha, if you turn back the page, the bottom of the page of the Be'er Locha, Suda Shanoist and Peturin, Aimish Nebura. But the time is a custom Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef gets a whole arichas. Why is it that Taka don't put tzitzis on it? Like, there was a question. You have this four corner thing. Why don't you make a tzitzis on it? So he writes, Sheikir Havasa Sudorim Haheim, Mitchilu Kdele His Atef Behem, Svivus Harosh Nekor, Lasa Seel Alarosh, Mizvan Hachon. The real concern was to cover the head to protect from the heat. For the cold and shade on the head when it's hot. V'gam lechasus b'harosh b'achatichos abeged be'eshu oil l'kol v'torah, and to cover the head when you get an aliyah, like an extra covering. V'chein af shuruv hayom hu mevi'a algof. So you know most of the day it's on the body. Shuv halik k'sus rosh u'partur. It has an element of k'sus rosh. So that's problematic because most of the day it's not on the head. They have all kinds of uses for it. They tie themselves up when they have to lift something. It becomes a hand towel. They could put their money in there. They could tie some fruit in it, like a satchel. Wipe their perspiration. Even though it's true, it is a garment in some sense of the word that it protects them from the sun and the rain. But since they take it with them for all these multi-purposes, so he's trying to find a reason why this is not considered a beged, and ultimately it's for all these various uses it has as opposed to being an ordinary garment. So if you'd base Malbushim sheba mitzrayim hanikroim guchash v'chein mintigi v'dumanish v'kaptanish, which is, I guess, close to kaftan, u'pidanish sheba togarma, this garment in Turkey, afal pi sheyesh medal k'nefayim pitum, even though there are four corners, it's pater. The four corners on these garments are the four corners on the front of your jacket. These are the four corners we're talking about. You have a coat, a jacket, and there's two corners at the top and two corners at the bottom, and you have four corners. It doesn't need scissors. The Ramah says, V'hua did malbush b'klilas b'nei ashka svarad. Similarly, the clothing that we have in our neighborhood, in Germany and svarad, hal v'ein kanfeim asuyim shi'eshnaim lefneim eshnaim lachem, because the corners are not meant to be two in front, two in back. V'chuvarim zeh kenegezu, opposite each other. They're all in front. Patur does not need tzitzis. Doesn't explain it exactly. So let's start with the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkar Lamed Hey. Afal pi sheyesh lehem. Even though there are four corners, it's part of Tam Ayin Beis Yosef. Look in Beis Yosef the reason. So I looked in the Beis Yosef. I did a mitzvah. He says to me, do something. You listen to Chavetz Chaim. Look at Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef again. He's like, what's pshat? This four cornered garment. Why isn't there tzitzis on these things? So he says, either this is not called a ksus, because ksus is a garment that's there to protect you from the heat in the summer and the cold in the winter, and this they just wear for kavod. They don't wear this to protect them from the elements. Or a second answer, how can you mechayev it in tzitzis? The tzitzis will end up dragging on the ground. and they'll drag on the ground because it's the bottom of this coat, and the coats were not short like ours, they were longer coats. The tzitzit and they're dragging on the ground, and you're always going to have to fix them. They're always going to tear and rip. So, Mamiya, they were never, the Torah was Mechayiv. Derochecha darchei noyam, Zak the Beis Yosef. The Torah doesn't want you to put tzitzit on a garment that's constantly be ripping and have to be fixing. It can't mean such a case. Zok the darchei Moshe, I don't understand either of these. You're telling me that a beged that's for covered doesn't need tzitzis, only to protect me from the elements. So how do we go to shul and put on a talis? Amacha brocha. We don't wear a talis for the elements. It's just for davening, for covered tefillah. Everyone's making a bracha about talis according to this. What kind of bracha are you making on a talis according to this? First thing. Second thing. You're worried that the tzitzis drag on the floor? Don't you remember the Gemara in Gittin? There was a fellow by the name of Tzitzis HaKeses. Why? Because his tzitzis would drag after him. So Melo, that didn't, wasn't a problem. He wore tzitzis that dragged after him. And Memele, Zokto Amor, I have a new pshat. That's what Amor says over here. That since the Medrash says that the tzitzis were supposed to be two in front and two in back, and in these garments they're only in front, so the people understood, this is Loshen, very funny Loshen, it was understood that people were like, oh, it must be, this doesn't need tzitzis, because I can't put two in front and two in back. This is Darchei Moshe's Mahalach. So Beis Yosef doesn't, the Mishnah doesn't want to tell you Beis Yosef's pshat. He doesn't look at Beis Yosef, his reasons. The reasons are because it's a beged for covered, and because you don't want this to drag, and the Ramah knocks off, he doesn't like either one. So in Sifkan Lamavav, he says a little more. Sifkan Lamavav, Hol V'Ein V'Chulu. This is going already on the Ramah, that the corners are not two in front, two in back. The Hine. Habeis Yosef Kasa, Beis Yosef wrote, Yesh lo daktik b'mabushim shalonu, sheyesh lam shtey k'nafo samach l'tzav, shtey k'nafo samach l'aretz. Lama ima atil men tzitzis. So, the same Beis Yosef is asking the Kasha, our clothing has two corners by the neck, two corners by the floor, and we don't put on tzitzis, it's four corners, why not? V'teres azek kamet terutzim. He gives many answers, which we just said. V'dachel samad dachim Moshe, the Ramon dachim Moshe shlugs them up. For Amarhu Talaminik, so the Ramah says this is the reason why people are accustomed not to put tzitzis. The Meyach the mitzvah tzitzis who lechatchila sheyachzer shtayim from shtayim lacharov. The mitzvah lechatchila is to have two tzitzis in front, two tzitzis in back. Umalbushim shalonu hem kol abba knafos tefan. If our garments are all four corners in front, the efshal halbishim binachah. There's no other way to wear it. In chayav mitzvahs they don't need tzitzis. V'zamasha cause of this is what it says. Hov an kanfei masui mechulu the corners were not made to be two in front, two in back. U malbush a koyrin rock, or me'il, he says in the bottom, our article of clothing called the rock, shemachubur l'mala chatichas begin mubas, u munach haksev mecharov, there is a piece of material, four corners on his shoulders, shekoyrin kolner, we call it a collar. I think it was kind of like a sailor's collar. You ever see like the bib in the back? It's a square in the back. Pashalu the part, that's for sure part. Sheitzad ma'ala in the kanafas. There's no corners above. Ra kanafas akolna munachim l'ksas mechav. There's the collar's corners a little behind him. Ve'ein zeh kanas, that's not full corners. Ho ve'ein shnei kanas mechav mechavas nei kanas afanav. They don't match up with the corners in front. Ad kan l'shon d'achim moshe, that's the d'achim moshe. Ve'kas of ha'mogen avram yan shalokh zu ha'fes de'ha ga'oinim. The Magen Avraham is like this. This halacha is not really that clear in the hands of the Ga'onim. Ga'onim referring to Beis Yosef and Amal. They're like trying to find reasons why he doesn't need tzitzis. For the Matzu Tam Locha, they really didn't give a solid answer. There's plenty to argue on this idea of the Ramal, that since all four corners are in front, it's exempt. But Shekhasvi Yigal, the Pima Gadim has his tainus. Alkein, therefore, Yerei Shemayim Yase Keren Achas Agula. A Yerushalayim will round off one of these four corners. Many Achron hold that way. Especially in our day, but Oisin Habagodim on those garments, these a brand new style. Pasuach Macharehim. It's not just four corners in front, but there's a vent or tails in the back. For Beget Hanikra Kapota. Or he says frock on the bottom. Umatsu who would come upon Shu Pasuch. In those cases, that panel might be more than halfway open. Well, if he divriyadachim Moshe Chayim says, not for sure it's Chayim Tzitzis, because this is front and back. The corners in front, the corners in back line up. If you want to remove the possibility of tzitzis, or the chiv of tzitzis, make one of the four corners rounded to avoid. That's what we said, this is the practice with kapotas. They have one corner rounded. But really, Yosef Tov, ideally, Shiagel Od Shtei Koronos, you'll end up rounding three corners. There's only three corners round. Because now it's six. Essentially, if you have even a single vent in the back, so you have two corners at the collar, two corners in the front on the bun, and two corners in the back. So he's saying you got to round off one of the corners back for sure. That's zikr you got to round off.
That's quite an embarrassing motion.
Right? There you go. That at a minimum saying you got to ground that off. But if you really want to be yotze, all the mefakvichim, those who are going to dachim moshe, they get around off another two pesachs. You know the founding. Now the minig olim is trying not to worry about this. We worry about the kapot or the frock that we do worry about. But on all four in front, the halacha state that it's okay. Sif kata lamed zayin. Ushnaim la'achareim. The corners on our jackets without the vent in the back don't line up two in front, two in back. Therefore, they're potter. People make a mistake from this language. People fold up a talus till it's a very thin piece up by the neck, and that's all it covers. They want the two tzitzis behind them to be on their shoulders. So they have to roll up the talus. That's not right. Because then you've moved it up to protect your head and not your body. It's not covering your body. The best minig is the Turkish minig. You basically fold the talus on your shoulders so that your arms separate the front from the back, and there's a tzitzis in front and tzitzis in back, and they line up. The studim, the front of achrov, not mikra, the front of achrov. Even on the sides, that's called the front of the achrov. The chain die behef segiad, and the hand separates. And as it sounds like, what they're concerned was the way we wear a talus, the strings are on our sides. They wanted it directly behind their back. So you got to fold up the talus to get it lined up on the back. And if you fold it up too much, that's lined up on your body, not on the sides of your body, then you may end up with just a protection around your neck and not around your body. So he says, don't worry about that. The fact that they're coming down the sides, front and back, is the same as la'acharov. If you take the words literally, la'acharehem, behind us, some people, if you ever see this, they fold the talus on the sides in so that taka goes down their back. You know what I'm talking about? It's not the normal way of folding it. So if you do that, the chayr, it's...
You fold it under.
Right. Yeah. So then it will be closer to your body. So that may be more part of it. I think the dush shouldn't slip off, but lamaisa, it could be an eisa for this too. That's, but it says lahaloch, it doesn't have to be bediktuk la'achareim, because they're mamash putting it on their backs, and that says it's problematic how you're going to fold it up.